Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Brian Hoyer now joins us on behalf of DraftKings. DraftKings will have a 30% same game parlay profit boost for Jets Pats, a game that I'm going to on Thursday Night Football for all customers. Just visit the DraftKings Sportsbook and opt in. And now joining us is former Patriots quarterback in Brian Hoyer. Brian, appreciate the time. How you been?
I'm great, Zach. Maybe I'll see you there. I'll be there as well. So I'm looking forward to that game. I'm happy to be joining forces with DraftKings and kind of just helping people stay informed and give my knowledge of 15 years on football. And I love doing it. So,
well, I know you were at One Patriot Place today because I didn't even realize this, but Gronk wasn't officially retired yet. He signed that one day contract with the New England Patriots. Just what was that like seeing your former teammate, obviously the legendary Rob Gronkowski, get honored that way?
Yeah, it was awesome. Gronk is one of a kind. And Mr. Kraft tried to talk him in. He's like, look, we're playing the Jets tomorrow. Can we turn this into a 2-day contract? And of course, Rob, in his humor, he goes, all right, what's the signing bonus we're talking about here, right? Now, Rob looked incredible. He could still play. He does a great job at Fox commentating. And you know, for me, he came in 1 year after me. And so we were young bucks together. And I actually got to throw him his first touchdown pass in the preseason his rookie year. And he credits me for all of his success. I got him going. He goes, look, Tom didn't really trust me until he saw you throw me that seam against Atlanta in the preseason. So he's awesome. I love him. And I'm so happy for him. He deserves it.
You know, it's kind of funny because I first had my first encounter with Rob Gronkowski. I was in high school. I was hosting a show out of my parents' basement.
Oh, nice.
And I sent him a direct message on Facebook like, hey, Gronk, big fan of yours. Would love to have you on. And he wrote back, absolutely, would love to do it. Here's my cell phone number. Call me. And then he came on. And who knew at the time that this guy would go on to be one of the greatest tight ends, if not the greatest tight end in the history of the National Football League. So that's my Gronk story. Your favorite Gronk story is what?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many of them. I think I'll never forget when he pulled the Yo Soy Fiesta, right? He's getting interviewed in Spanish and he just freezes and he just says Yo Soy Fiesta, which translates to I am party, which there's not probably a truer statement for Rob Gronkowski. But I think the sweeter side of Rob, too, and I mentioned this to someone today. I said, you know, Rob got hurt one season and he was on IR and he was just living up. He was a young kid living up here by himself. And I was married at the time. And my wife and I made him like a lasagna and took it over. And he saw her a few years ago. I think it was at Tom Brady's Hall of Fame retirement ceremony. And he said, you know, I'll never forget that time you cooked that lasagna for me when I was hurt. And I was like, man, I kind of even forgot about that, but it just goes to show you the heart that he has. And the thing that I loved about him, I didn't see too many people in the NFL level that would smile mid-play. And Gronk would be smiling all the time, whether he was blocking someone and pancake them or when he was going down to catch a route and you know, just mossing somebody. And he just played the game the right way with like a childlike joy. And I always appreciated that about him.
Lasagna. Now, in my family on Thanksgiving, we got rid of turkey. Like, okay. 2 decades ago, because just no one would eat it, and it's such a production, and let's be real, you'd rather have other stuff.
Sure.
So we do lasagna on Thanksgiving. The Hoyers are big lasagna people, I gather now?
I think, you know what, it's when you're young, like, you know, I was probably 24, my wife was 23. So, like, it's like one of those staples, right? You grow up with lasagna. It's kind of easy to make as long as you layer it the right way. I'm actually, my daughter requested lasagna tonight. So, when I get done with these interviews, that's actually what I'm going to make. So, pretty cool to hear that that's what you guys do for your Thanksgiving tradition.
Now, this is our big character test on the show. Whenever we have
Okay.
prospects on or just people that we like, we ask them this question to see if we could continue the conversation and the relationship. Brian Hoyer here with us. When you eat chicken wings, do you go ranch or blue cheese?
Oh, blue cheese.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah. No, look,
You're a
I
sane
love
human being.
ranch. I love ranch. And you'll never believe this, but when I was playing at Michigan State, we would stay at the Kellogg Center, which is like kind of the on-campus hotel for the night before the games. And they had the best ranch dressing. And we would put it on every, I would like literally take tomato slices and put it on the ranch on it. Because look, we didn't have NIL. That was the best meal I was going to get all week. Ranch on tomatoes, ranch on lasagna, ranch on everything. But when you order buffalo wings, you have to have blue cheese. And honestly, thinking of another team hotel, the team hotel here in New England for the Patriots, I won't r divulge where it is. The best homemade blue cheese recipe I've ever had in my life. And I always thought it was funny we get chicken wings the night before the game, but they were incredible with this blue cheese.
Brian Hoyer here with us on behalf of DraftKings. So Drake May and the Pats, it's been an unbelievable story this year. They're 8-2. I went into this season looking at the schedule and I said, oh, maybe it's my fan coming out in me, but I thought they could win 9 or 10 games.
Yeah.
They're already at 8. It looks like they have the AFC East right in front of them with the 2-game lead against the Bills, and they already beat the Bills once. I know they're playing later in the season. How far are you willing to go when you think what this team could accomplish with Drake May and Mike Vrabel leading the charge?
Man, they've been incredible. It's been fun for me, especially, you know, into my foray of becoming a media member. I have a podcast. I cover the team through the internal media shows that they do and things like that. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot more fun this year than it was last year. And what they've shown is that they have a resiliency. They have an accountability to one another. They kind of remind you of those throwback Patriots teams. There's not truly a star. You might have the quarterback, right? But you have a lot of guys who are underrated, who are coming up with big plays. I love the addition of Stephon Diggs, the leadership that he's brought to this team, which, you know, you only know what you read about someone. And I never play with Stephon, but you were kind of wondering how that was going to go. And you see him out there. He's become a leader on this team. It's been incredible. And ultimately, it goes back to Vrabel and the culture that he's built so quickly, the guys buying in. And I'm going to be a little biased here. One of my favorite coaches, Josh McDaniels, I think that was such a good hire to pair with a young, talented quarterback. And, you know, when I watched Drake, and obviously I understand that offense, haven't played in for a long time, he's operating at a level that I thought maybe might take him a full year to get to. It took him all of 3 weeks. And really, when you saw him play in that Miami game, he made a few plays where he was alerting plays, getting into the right pass protection, dropping dimes. He's been incredible. And ultimately, the thing that I love about him is how humble he is, right? He's getting these MVP chants. He kind of shakes it off. He's like, oh, that's probably for Baker. That wasn't for me. Like, very humble, dishes out the praise to his teammates. And it's been fun to watch. And I would say, with the way the league is this year, I would say they can be a contender in the AFC. There's no doubt about it.
Brian Hoyer here with us. So I'm in our New York City headquarters. Right down the hall from us is WFAN in New York. The Giants job is open. We know Bill Belichick's past with the Giants. I know he's at UNC. They're starting to win a little bit, but it hasn't
Yeah.
been a successful season, obviously, for the hoodie at Chapel Hill. Can you see Bill getting offered another job once again in the NFL as a head coach, maybe with the Giants?
I mean, I definitely with the Giants, you could see that with his history there. And he would always speak so glowingly about his time with the Giants, right? Under Bill Parcells, and obviously that great defense that he had. And he would talk about Banks and Pepper Johnson and Lawrence Taylor. And so I know he loves the history there. I would see that would definitely be an option. But I'm going to throw out a name, and you tell me what you think about this. And it goes because of the quarterback and what he thinks of the quarterback. What about a Jon Gruden, huh? A guy who just met with Jackson Dart, and I don't know how much you pay attention, but Gruden is so it's great. I mean, obviously we'd love to see him coaching, but I'd be selfishly, I'd be like, I'm gonna miss the content that he comes up with. He does this quarterback class with these rookies that are coming in the league, and I couldn't get enough of it, especially watching him with Jackson Dart. And Dart has been so impressive this year. What about a guy who knows a lot about football, has won a Super Bowl as a head coach? I think Gruden's personality would be incredible in New York.
Now, I know that Gruden has an affinity for Jackson Dart, like you
Yeah.
said. I even texted Gruden the other day. I was trying to get him on. Didn't hear back from him yet, so maybe
Yeah.
this conversation will lead his way. I just don't think that's going to be the guy. I just don't envision Gruden getting an NFL head coaching job again, just like I don't envision Bill, unfortunately,
Yeah.
getting another NFL head coaching job. I think the Giants, they need a players coach who isn't a doormat. And I know guys will probably say offense, offense, offense. I actually see a guy like maybe like Jesse Minter on
Yeah.
Harbaugh's staff, the defensive coordinator, or a name that's been thrown around here a lot, Jeff Hafley with the Packers, and then Lou Anarumo, who's now at the Colts. Those are some of the names that have been talked about a lot here in New York.
Yeah, all good coaches. I was with Hafley in Cleveland and San Francisco. Very bright defensive mind. I mean, man, Lou Anarumo got kicked out of Cincinnati. He's doing a hell of a job over there in Indianapolis. But I think, the one thing about New York, you got to be able to withstand the heat, right? And selfishly, I'm glad we got him. But a guy like Vrabel, and I don't know who's out there. I don't know the coaching staffs well enough. But there's got to be a guy who's a former player who has some grit to him, who isn't going to take any crap from anybody. Go in and the way Vrabel handles the media has been incredible because he's respectful. He's got a little Belichick to him, but he's got some humor as well. And I think in New York, you got to have that.
I've heard you on before on Cleveland Radio 92.3 The Fans. So let me just chat a little bit about the Brownies for a second. Is Shador ever going to play this year? Do you
I
think he'll ever start for the Browns?
mean, it's such an odd, way of handling that situation because I think at some point, right, the Browns are not going to the playoffs. They're going to be in rebuild mode again. At some point, you have to see if he can be the guy, right? Like, okay, Dylan Gabriel like played decent last week against the Jets, had a few touchdowns, but ultimately, at a certain point, it becomes tryout season for who's going to be the quarterback next year. And they've obviously accumulated a lot of draft picks to be able to make a move in the draft. And, I haven't gotten into studying college quarterbacks yet, but maybe it's going to be a fight between the Jets and the Browns to be able to get this Mendoza kid out of the University of Indiana. I've been really impressed with him, was able to catch that game-winning drive that he had last week at Penn State and kind of, in a weird way, reminded me of Drake May, the way he carries himself, gave all the glory to his teammates. Thank God for, putting him in that position. And I really like the way, I mean, big, strong guy can make all the throws and seems to have some athleticism. So, look, until you have a quarterback, it's hard to win in this league, right? And so there's always going to be teams searching, and the Browns and the Jets will be two of those teams after the season.
Two more with Brian Hoyer before we let him run on behalf of DraftKings. Jackson Dart, right, gonna have a new coach next year. Cam Ward gonna have a new coach next year. Dart, right, rookie in the league. Cam Ward also rookie in the league. Just what do you think their futures can be in the NFL, having to deal with some of these changes that do inevitably happen in this league?
Yeah, no, I actually love both these guys coming out of the draft, and I actually thought Dart was going to be a first rounder, and I liked. Look, I think Brian Daboll is a good coach, and I like the pairing between those two. I think he taught Jackson the right way to play the game. Now, I'll say this: my son is 13, plays quarterback, and Zach, I don't know if you remember much about my career, but I was not known
I do,
for
trust me.
I was not known for running the football. And my son watches Jackson Dart now; he's trying to run linebackers over. I'm like, bro, this is not,
Take it
this is
easy.
not. Yeah, look what happened to Dart last week, right? You're going to put yourself in harm's way. But I think, both really talented quarterbacks look, you got to get the right people around them, right? You got to not just the coaching staff, the front office, who's going to build the proper team around them, get the right players around them. And it's tough when you're a first round pick at quarterback and there's a lot of expectations around you. And all of a sudden now you're going to have a new coaching staff, have to learn a new playbook. Hopefully they follow in the footsteps of Drake May because he's been able to make one hell of a season out of it.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I know this could be tricky because it's your school, right, in Michigan State.
Yeah.
When they hired Jonathan Smith, I said, it's a tough job, but I thought that was a good hire on the surface. It hasn't gone the way that they've envisioned it. People are wondering if he'll even be back next year. Do you think it's too late for him to get it right? And do you think they should just cut ties or give him another chance next year?
Yeah, man, it's tough. I reached out to Coach Smith when he was hired, and with his resume, I thought he could do a good job. But honestly, I don't even know how much you put on him. I look at the way the college football is run now, and I mean, unless you're the Ohio States or the Alabamas or some of these teams, I don't even know how you can operate a successful program with guys leaving each and every year, having to retain your players, the transfer portal. It's unbelievable. And so, man, I don't even know. half the guys out there playing, you know, you read about them coming into school. Now they're transferring. It's tough to be consistent and win unless you're one of those big dogs. So I don't know what they're going to do. I know there's been some rumors. Max Bulla, who was a teammate of mine, you know, coaching down there at Notre Dame, a lot of people want him to come home. So we'll have to see, you know, how that plays out. But man, I've been cut. I've been fired. I never wish that upon anyone. So we'll see what happens.
And here's the thing, too. You talk about the big schools, but then you got a guy like Cignetti who walks into the big game and turns it around instantly. You know, those are anomaly situations. But if you're Michigan State, it's like, all right, now you got to find your next Kurt Cignetti here.
That's right. And I think you're going to see like the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the Texases, the Georgias. They're going to be able to maintain consistency, whereas a school like Indiana, you know, they're going to have that magical run. You get the right group of people, whether it's through this transfer portal and obviously good coaching and go on one of those runs, which is, I think, you know, the way that they have the playoff system set up, it allows for teams to be successful like that. But I think to have continued success, like what we used to see, these dynasties of Alabama or the Ohio States, I think those schools are in the driver's seat right now.
He's Brian Hoyer. He joins us on behalf of DraftKings. DraftKings will have a 30% same-game parlay profit boost for Jets Pats on Thursday Night Football for all customers. Just visit the DraftKings Sportsbook app and opt in. Brian, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks, Zach.
I will get to a news brief in just a second. I got to ask you guys, though, on the other side, this question. Have you seen a report today about one Paul Skeens? Has that entered your algorithms?
It has, yes.
Yeah. Randy Miller. I once got in a good fight with Randy Miller. I was at 920 The Jersey, Stu, our old station.
All right.
Yeah. We were debating, I think it was on something about the Hall of Fame. I want to say why he wouldn't vote for Curt Schilling. And I think it's because, like, oh, like, he's just not a good dude. Or it was a long time ago. And I said, but I don't care if you're a good dude or a bad dude. Like, that's your opinion, right? That's fine. If you don't think he's a good dude, that's why, like, Curt Schilling said some stupid things. Don't get me wrong. But the guy is the greatest, one of the greatest postseason pitchers I've ever seen. And his numbers in the regular season were good. So good in the regular season, great in the postseason, usually gets you into the Hall of Fame. Especially when he's won three championships, two with the Red Sox, one with the Diamondbacks, where he's that co-MVP with Randy Johnson. And then he also had the Phillies in the World Series, too. But anyway, Randy Miller is reporting, I think he's NJ.com, covers the Yankees, that Paul Skeens wants to play for the Yankees. One of his Pirates teammates told Randy Miller, Skeens reportedly has no confidence the Pirates will ever win, and he wants to be traded well before free agency begins after the 2029 season. Trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times. Paul Skeens, anonymous Pirates teammate. Do we believe, Stu, that a Pirates teammate, I wonder if this is a current Pirates teammate, or is this a former Pirates teammate? That I do wonder, but do you think there is a Pirates teammate that Paul Skeens walked up to him and said, hey, Pittsburgh, we stink. I'm great. You stink. We stink. This team's not trying to win. Cheap, 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 cheap. I want to go be a Yankee. Do you think Paul Skeens has said that?
If I had to be right, I would say it's something like maybe he brought up something about the Yankees and, you know, the telephone going from one person to the other person to the reporter. I think maybe it was taken out of context a little. I don't know. I would say no, but I wouldn't be shocked either way.
I don't think he walked up. This would be my interpretation. I'm kind of with you. I don't think if, let's say, Stu was the teammate and I was Paul Skeens. Yo, Stu, we suck. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be on the Yankees. I don't think that's how he said it. I think whether it was them playing the Yankees, or if maybe his girlfriend, Livy Dunn, remember she was trying to buy Babe Ruth's old apartment in the city? Like, oh, like, I would love to play in New York. I would love to be in New York one day, you know, down there. How cool would it be? Or they're sitting there when the team's owner is just incompetent and the fans are chanting, fire him. You know, imagine if we spent like the Yankees, right? I think it could be something like that, where it's not directly, hey, I want to leave right now. I want to get traded to the Yankees. Just talking about maybe manifesting the idea of the Pirates one day spending like the Yankees, which would never happen. Or just saying, hey, Livy and I were in New York City this offseason. We really enjoyed being in New York. Something along those lines, I would imagine.
I would agree with that. I think it's somewhere in the middle where the Yankees were brought up, but it wasn't like, okay, I want to be traded to the Yankees this offseason.
Yeah, because that would be a little bit awkward. If you just sit next to a team and be like, hey, we suck. Let's go to the Yankees. Now, Ben Sherrington, who runs a show for the Pirates, he said, it's always respectful. Teams have to ask the question, right? Sherrington said, I suspect that won't end, but the answer has been consistent. What is the answer? Paul Skeens is going to be a Pirate in 2026. That's via MLB.com. And Ben Sherrington was speaking out in Las Vegas, as they do have the meetings going on right now, the GM meetings in Las Vegas. So I don't think Paul Skeens will get traded at some point this year. Down the road, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, I think it's definitely a possibility, and it will probably be for the largest prospect haul in the history of the sport. Because if you trade for him soon, you have him under control, and he's under control through the 2029 season. Now, here's the interesting one, Skubal. Because Skubal and the Tigers are nowhere close, according to John Heyman. Like, nowhere close. And Skubal becomes a free agent at the end of this season. I think there's a chance this offseason, Tarek Skubal could be traded. Now, if you're the Tigers, I know some Tigers fans are going to say, you don't trade him until you get the answer that he's not coming back. But if, let's just say, you're offering him X and they're nowhere close, and then you try to meet him in the middle and it's still nowhere close, because that's how big reportedly the disparity is between the offers. If you get a feeling as if it's not going to happen, even though you're going to get dragged for it, right? This is a team that's been in the playoffs the last 2 years. You're going to get slammed for it. People are going to just totally berate you and undress you for it. You got to trade him. And quite frankly, I would even argue that you don't even wait until the deadline. And I know, because of the money, like, what's really going to change from the offer now until the trade deadline? But I would say you almost have to trade him before the start of the season, because what happens if, let's just say, Tarek Skubal goes out on the mound in March or April and then blows out his arm, and then he's a free agent next year? What happens? You lose him for nothing. Now, could someone say, hey, I'm still going to trade for him, or something along the lines, or, you know, who knows when you jump through those hula hoops? But in all likelihood, if you play him and he gets hurt, you lose him for nothing. That's why, even though it won't be as much of a haul as Skeens would be if Skeens was traded tomorrow, it would still be pretty significant if a team is trading Tarek Skubal, you know, for Tarek Skubal, you know what you're going to have to pay him. Or you know what the framework is that his representation is going to want. So I think there's a chance before the season starts, Tarek Skubal gets traded. If he doesn't get traded before the start of the season, then by the deadline, absolutely that's in play. On the other hand, I don't see Paul Skeens getting traded before the start of the season. And quite frankly, I don't think he'll get traded by the deadline. But eventually he will get traded, because you know the Steelers. You know the Pirates aren't going to pay him what he wants. And that price is only going up and up and up and up and up and up, because each and every year it goes up and up and up and up. All right, let's update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We get to a news brief right now.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
So some rumors about Bill Belichick. Maybe there's going to be some interest from the Giants. Remember, he was with the Giants for all those years on the defensive staff under Bill Parcells. We know Bill has a very close relationship with the Mara family and the Tisch family, and we know Bill has an affinity for the New York Football Giants. Let's hear Bill Belichick as he's at the podium, now the head football coach at UNC. Still bizarre to say, when the media member had actually the courage. I watched this whole press conference. It was like 15 minutes in or something like that, where a media member finally said, you know what, Bill, I'm going to ask you the question that everyone's thinking about.
I know when you got here, you said you're not coming here to leave, but as soon as the Giants job came open yesterday, your name got thrown out there. I'm certain, sure it will with other NFL jobs. What is your message to players, to recruits? I'm sure people are asking you about that, who want to come to the program.
Yeah, getting ready for Wake Forest. That's all I got this week.
Has anyone asked you, or the players or recruits want to know about your future?
I mean, I've been asked about it from time to time, but yeah, I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team. And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
All righty. I think if the Giants offer Bill Belichick a contract, or any team in the NFL offers him a contract, he would take it today. I don't know if that's coming, though. I don't think he will be an NFL head coach again, which is just wild. But anyway, here's Daniel Jones, former Giants quarterback, now lining up with the Colts. Here's his reaction to Brian Daboll, his former head coach, getting fired.
Yeah, I just kind of heard about it recently, and obviously you never want to see anyone fired. It's an unfortunate part of this business. I think that's, you know, the reaction, and you know, hope for the best for him and everybody there in New York.
All righty, we will keep it moving. Let's go to Terry Bradshaw. This is on Pig Trail Nation. Maybe some rumors about John Gruden being a college coach. I don't think he'll be an NFL head coach ever again. Now there's a lot of rumors about college. How about with Arkansas open? Could you see John Gruden being a college coach maybe at a place like Arkansas?
So Bill Belichick tried his hand at the college game here, not going so well. There's a lot of talk around here, really every school in the country. People want John Gruden. Do you have any relationship with John Gruden? How do you think he would work in the college game?
No. No. Do not think. Hire that dog right there. I would not touch John Gruden.
That's amazing. Because at first I thought it was no, I just don't have a relationship. And it was so hire that dog over there over John Gruden. That's really something from one Terry Bradshaw. Let's go to AJ Brown. This was on Twitch. AJ Brown on his possible frustration with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, but look, everything be good though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good. You know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything.
Yeah. Oh. Where have you been?
No, I'm just checking on you. No. You my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat, chill, look. Everything gonna click, bro. Trust me.
Shit show. How you been? Yeah, I've been, struggling, brother.
Yeah, man. That's a brutal look for AJ Brown. And I get it. You only had 3 targets the other night, 2 receptions for 13 yards. But how can you sit there and in a public forum like that, be like, yeah, my kids are good. You know, everything's fine, but everything else, a disaster. And that's how he feels. But I know the dead cap is the dead cap, and the Eagles are probably looking at this. All right, let's just keep A.J. Brown, and we keep A.J. Brown, and maybe we go win another Super Bowl this year. There was problems last year, and we ended up winning a Super Bowl with him. If A.J. Brown is on the Philadelphia Eagles to start next season, I will be shocked. Like, you could be a jerk in season. You could try to force your way out in season. But in the offseason, that's when you could really take it to a different level. And A.J. Brown is under contract through 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029. It'll become a free agent until 2030. And the dead cap next year, it's still $72 million. Jeez, on the surface. I actually think A.J. Brown's going to be on my team next year. That Mike Vrabel connection, I think we're going to see Drake May and A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown, that frown will be turned upside down in New England at one Patriot place. And it's not going to be because the Patriots are going to win more than the Eagles. It's because he loves himself Mike Vrabel, and he would love playing for Drake May. And for whatever reason, him and Jalen Hurts can't stand one another. And that has been not a disaster because they just won a Super Bowl, but it's amazing. It's almost watching a great reality TV show, and the show is basically going to just get washed away because you can't have 2 people that are very controversial for the show just find a way to just keep that stuff on camera and not let the off the camera things really deteriorate the relationship and the show. But man, AJ Brown on camera, off camera, you could tell he's just not happy with the Philadelphia Eagles. And if I'm an Eagle fan, I'm almost tired of it. I would sit there and say, you know, we've been to some Super Bowls. We've won two Super Bowls. AJ's been to two. He's won one with Philadelphia. Yeah, I know it's not perfect. I know the offense isn't humming. I know your numbers aren't great right now. But the team is sitting there coming off a Super Bowl victory. They're 7-2. It's like, what more do you really want? Let's go to Aaron Glenn. You know, this guy gets into more fights with the media this year than he actually has wins. He's two wins. He has like 7,000 fights with the media. Aaron Glenn called out Rich Cimini, who had a report that Garrett Wilson was going to be out for some time. Let's listen up.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers. So you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. So I go right into this game.
Are you a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want
to ask Rich? Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like, we want to hear from you. You know, like,
you guys have been here. You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Thanks, everybody. See you on the move.
Well, they're asking you to see if the report's true. If it wasn't true, wouldn't you just totally dismiss it instead of just be a douche? Like, he is such a douche, Aaron Glenn. I can't stand listening to his press conferences. You would think this guy is like 7-2 or 8-2, not 2-7 or 2-8, whatever the Jets' damn record is. That's embarrassing. You're a professional football coach. Stop getting so caught up in your feelings and stop getting so sensitive because a reporter's doing their job. Same old Jets. Even when they win, they're on a win streak. They went two straight. But the Jets always find a way to be their own worst nightmare. And Aaron Glenn, that's a nightmare. That's a guy that's easy to root against. Let's go to Tua Tagovailoa. Is the team fighting to save Mike McDaniel's job?
I understand the question. I know there's a lot of talk outside about certain individuals, certain people. But I think, you know, more so with the last week's game, I think it shows the togetherness of our team. And I don't think it's anyone playing for themselves, more so it really is everyone playing for each other. And then each individual trusting that if I do my job, I got to trust that this guy's going to do his job as well and not try to play hero ball. You know, I don't think anyone's worried about any of that external noise when it comes to that.
I just wonder if Tua Tagovailoa and Mike McDaniel like each other anymore. I'll just ask that question. It doesn't seem like they do. I'm not saying it based off that answer. But they were attached at the hip early on. And this year, it seems as if they just both aren't on the same page. Let's go to Rob Gronkowski. Signed a one-day contract today to retire as a New England Patriot. The Patriots play the Jets tomorrow at Foxborough. In Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. Here is Gronk signing a one-day contract with the Pats.
Actually, I'll just take the plane. You're so understated.
You guys can come with me.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Kraft, for the kind and wonderful words. And this means a lot to me, big time. I'm a New England Patriot. I'm a Patriot for life. The whole Gronk persona, everything about myself was all because of you guys, was all because of the fans here in New England, was all because of my teammates accepting me and everyone else here, you know, just accepting who I was from the very beginning and embracing it and letting me just play the game of football out on the football field.
So there you go. That's Rob Gronkowski officially calling it quits, even though I felt like that happened a few years ago. But Rob Gronkowski signed the one-day contract today to retire as a member of the New England Patriots. Alrighty, that's a news brief. Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. We'll come on back. Jameis Winston going to start this weekend for the Giants up against the Packers over Russell Wilson. What is the future of Russell Wilson in the NFL? We'll get to that on the other side. Update time first. Here's Zach. Alrighty, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. Let me get to our Ask the Pros question of the day, and it's brought to you by our good friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And the question today does come from Corey in Boise. Have we seen the end of Russell Wilson in the NFL? Do you think another team will give him a shot as a starter or a backup? You could submit a question by tweeting at INFSportsNet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. So, Jackson Dart's in concussion protocol. Interim head coach Mike Kafka, who's replacing Brian Daboll since Dabes was fired, he said today that Jameis Winston is going to start this week up against the Packers instead of Russell Wilson. It's the right move, number one. I don't need to see Russell Wilson play another snap of football again in the NFL. Not that Jameis Winston is the stud, but I've seen Russell Wilson play this year, and it was a waste of everybody's time. And any time Russell Wilson has had to come in since getting benched, he has not been good. So the question isn't, do I believe Russell Wilson should continue to play? Or that the question isn't, would I bring in Russell Wilson? And sorry, someone's texting me something. I just got distracted there for a second. I was trying to read the text and then continue to do the show, and I have to respond, and the person's just not getting what I'm trying to say in the text message. So I got caught off guard there. But anyway, what I'm saying is this. I'm like, Russ, Mr. Unlimited. But I don't think, if it's up to me, I would not play Russell Wilson again. I think he should retire. But the question is, will another team give him a chance? Or will another team give him an opportunity to just be a backup or a starter? I actually think they will. Not to be a starter, but to be a backup. The question is Russ going to handle this stuff the right way? And Russ did speak to the media earlier. And Russell Wilson basically said, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, I would like to play. Jameis has deserved the opportunity, though, and I'll do whatever it takes to support him. I love my time here in New York. So as long as Russ doesn't become a malcontent, and as long as Russ just says the right things, Russell Wilson will get other opportunities to be a backup in the NFL. But if you're a team and you're going to bring Russell Wilson in to be a starter, why? Like, go around the NFL. Who's a team that Russell Wilson could bring in to start? The Patriots? No, they got Drake May. The Bills? No, they got Josh Allen. The Dolphins? No, you're going to rock and roll still with Tua Tagovailoa. The Jets? You know, the Jets, who have Justin Fields, another year of the contract. They have Tyrod Taylor. They're going to bring in Russell Wilson for what? When they're drafting a quarterback? It's a waste. And I said this before the start of the season. There is 0 point. 0 point in starting Russell Wilson week one for the Giants. And Mark Schlereth said it on the show. And people were basically saying, you guys don't know what you're talking about. They're going to ruin Jackson Dart, blah, 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 blah. And we were right. Because I've watched Russell Wilson the last few years. Stink watch Russell Wilson the last few years. The guy is washed. Washed with the capital W. Capitalize all of it so everyone can understand it. Russell Wilson is washed. He ain't going back to Pittsburgh. He's not going to the Ravens. Not going to the Bengals. You're going to be the clipboard holder in Cleveland? I am. Maybe Russ is that desperate for two or three, and the Browns are that dumb for two or three games to let him be the starting quarterback next year. It's like, where's the spot? And I just don't understand why people would still give this guy an opportunity. It's nothing against him. He's just done. Like, retire. And I saw that he spoke to the New York Post, and he said this. Do you even want to play again in the future? He said, I still got a lot of ball left in me. I think I showed that in Dallas. I just need another opportunity. Oh, my God. You played one good game. You know, one good game, and you threw the ball away at the end of the game and cost the team. But that's one game in an entire season. And Brian Daboll, I know he just got fired when you had to go in for a play up against the Eagles. Brian Daboll got fined because he was running the medical tent saying, oh, Jackson, are you okay? I can't have Russell Wilson play. Russell Wilson's doing himself a disservice. Russell Wilson, when he left Seattle, was a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. A shoo-in. The longer and longer you stay, and the more and more the way that the results stay the same, there's a good chance you play yourself out of the Hall of Fame. Tony Gonzalez talked about it on Amazon Prime earlier in the season. I know Richard Sherman hates Russell Wilson. So that's been talked about. So, you know, take it what you want it worth for with Russell Wilson and Richard Sherman, whole that whole beef. But I think Sherman's right. And I think Tony Gonzalez are right. You know, whether you think he's a Hall of Famer or not, he's a 10-time Pro Bowler. You know, he made the Pro Bowl last year. That shows you how stupid the Pro Bowl is. But he was making it in 2021 when it still actually meant something. You know, he made it from 2012, 2015, 2017, 2021, and then 2024. Is Russell Wilson the greatest quarterback I've ever seen? No. But when you have a Super Bowl ring, and in the pass-heavy era that you play in, and the run that you had in Seattle, yes, Russell Wilson was going to make the Hall of Fame. But since then, a guy that could make the Hall of Fame was a part of one of the worst trades in NFL history. The Broncos have recovered since your absence there and since that disaster. You know, with a bottom five roster last year and a rookie quarterback, they made the playoffs. This year, they're probably going to be in the playoffs once again. They could win the NFC, the AFC West. You go to Pittsburgh, you get hurt pushing a sled. Justin Fields, they bench. They throw you back in. You don't beat anyone really of significance. You're in the playoffs, you're out of the playoffs. And now you go to the Giants and you were benched a few games into the season. You keep on playing and it keep on being the way that it is and it will keep on being that way. What's going to happen? Well, people are going to remember those years. And that's going to be at the forefront of people's cabezas. So I look at Russell Wilson, a guy that's washed. He has stayed around for too long, and I get it. He's only 36. He turns 37 in a few weeks. Not everyone plays to the 40-something years old. They just don't. Not everyone does it in this league. Get out now, because you're already starting to become a joke, but then you're really going to become the punchline to the joke. And then hopefully people just forget about these last 3-4 years. And then when you're up for the Hall of Fame in 5-6 years from now, people go, oh, yeah, remember the Seattle days with Russell Wilson. But the longer and longer he hangs on, and he will hang on, he basically said it today. He's delusional. You know, look at the way that I played up against Dallas. It's one game. One freaking game. One lousy freaking game. You are who you are the last 3-4 years. It's time to say goodbye. It's not easy to do, but it's time to say goodbye. Because the longer and longer you hold on here, people are going to remember the end. People are going to remember the last half decade compared to your 10-plus years of success in Seattle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.